Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning to you. I hope you're feeling the summer breeze as the humidity kicks in today. But in the meantime, if you're already over the heat, you're thinking, okay, enough of being outside. Well, I have an idea for you. How about heading over to one of our Santa Rosa County libraries? I have here with us Rebecca Bass. She is the Special Services Coordinator for the Santa Rosa County Library System. And she is here to help us out today to talk about some of the options you have for summer. You don't have to be in the heat. You can be, aren't all your libraries air conditioned?
Yes, all of our libraries are air conditioned.
Okay, enough said. We can just stop right there.
Right?
Why even elaborate? So let's talk about it. Rebecca is here. She handed me a piece of it. There's tons of things going on, so I'm hoping we can get to everything this half hour. But just kind of to start things off, when you think of Santa Rosa County, where are your libraries? What are your hours? Have they changed for summer? And can you tell us a little bit about when you're open and closed?
Okay, well, we have five libraries and one center. So we have a family history and research center.
Oh, cool.
And that's located off of Dogwood in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Gulf Breeze Library, the Jay Library, Milton Library, Navarre Library, and the Pace Library. And they're all in the...
You can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Very well marked buildings.
Yes, and they all have air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So our hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5. And then Tuesday and Thursdays, we're open a little later.
Oh, nice.
For, you know, to catch people in case they couldn't make it.
Well, they're coming off work, possibly. How late are they open on Tuesday and Thursdays?
9 to 7.
Oh, great.
They're open until 7.
That's great. Yeah, that really makes a difference. Because you can stop by and pick up a couple books to take home to read if you wanted to read outside in the sun or in the library itself.
Yes.
Okay. So talk a bit about what you've got going on for summer.
So we have summer reading. It's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So our summer reading is happening now. It began June 1st, and it will end on July 18th.
So what does that mean?
Well, we have a theme.
Aha!
First of all, what we're trying to do is encourage people to keep reading all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, we're unearthing a story. That's the theme, unearth a story.
So
see in the libraries, you'll see lots of decorations with dinosaurs and archaeology.
I love your t-shirt. She's got a cool looking t-shirt that says Unearth a Story. And it is a dinosaur reading a book.
Yes.
It's cute. It looks really cute. So Unearth a Story is the theme. So tell us about that.
So each library has programs scheduled throughout the summer for the children and family or for families to come, including special guests. They'll have activities and crafts and fun learning opportunities. Summer reading helps children reading while school is out.
Mm-hmm.
Just reminds them to do so.
Sure.
So the best place to find the programs for the summer reading is going to be on our website. You can find the dates, times, and locations for all the summer reading activities at www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries, or you can go to our just online calendar itself. So also with our programs, our family programs, we also have a summer reading log and challenges.
Oh, now what is that? That sounds kind of fun.
So they are available for children, teens, and adults. And it's, like I said, to track your reading. And then there's also challenges as well. And by challenges, don't be intimidated. They are things like an example. I'm pulling it up.
I see. What you got?
Read a poem or a novel in verse.
Mm-hmm.
Or read a favorite, or read in your favorite reading spot, and just write down the date.
Gotcha.
So they return their reading logs. They return their with the challenges completed and the log.
Uh huh.
And they get a prize at the end of the summer.
Ah, so a little incentive even for adults.
Yes,
so
I know.
This is for kids, teens, and adults.
Kids, teens, and adults.
I need something like that.
Right, you get a prize for reading.
I'm good with that.
Why not?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So how do you sign up for something like that? Just go to the library itself?
Yes, you can go into any of our libraries in Santa Rosa County, and you can pick up a reading log for either a child, teen, or mm-hmm. an adult. Remember, adults can do it too, because it's really fun.
Yeah.
And then you'll, like I said, you'll keep your log throughout the summer, and then you'll return it at the end of the summer on July 18th. And they'll give prizes out all the way up until July 31st.
Perfect.
And We encourage children to read about 15 minutes a day. That's what you're logging.
Mm-hmm.
Or even more if you do so.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to stop you from
reading. No, right.
Teens, 20 minutes a day, and then adults can just track their reading.
Okay, well, hopefully a little more than 20 minutes for adults.
Right?
We hope our attention span hasn't gotten that bad.
Right.
Now, it's kind of cool you've got some notes here, too, about it. Every season, I'm sure, has its different, I don't know what I would say, like different, not, I don't want to say problems, it's not that, but just it's kind of a different flavor or a different way to approach the library. So what are some tips for summer? Because it might be a little bit different for summer reading.
Yes. So you want to arrive early to the programs
mm-hmm.
because they draw crowds.
Sure. Especially yes. the kids' programs, I would imagine.
Definitely.
Typically, when do those start? In the mornings or?
Each library has their own time
their own
and day.
Okay.
So, for example, I have them right here. So Tuesdays at 3 p.m. at the Pace Library.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays at 11 a.m. at the J Library.
Okay.
So it's about to happen.
Yeah, so you'd want to get there about 10:30-ish or
yeah,
something like that.
About 10:30-ish. You can get there early, browse the stacks.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to
check
grab
out a couple
book
books. Yeah.
For your reading log.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wednesdays, 3 p.m. at Milton. I'll be there this afternoon.
Oh, okay. So, yeah,
already.
If you want to meet Rebecca in person, she'll be in Milton at what time?
Three.
Okay, good.
Yes. And then Thursdays, 11 a.m., Navarre Library, and 3 p.m. on Thursdays in Gulf Breeze.
Cool. Okay, very good. So you got the air conditioning, and you have special programs. You've got the challenging logs. Do get there early. Any other tips that you can you give us as far as visiting the library in summertime?
Make sure you bring your camera. You never know when a good photo op is going to happen.
Oh,
never, ever.
Okay.
Last week we had the Sunset Wildlife Connection at our program, and they brought live animals.
Oh, how neat.
They had the cutest prairie dog. Oh, it was so cute.
Wow.
I have so many pictures.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a website that you all have? Do you have a page or a Facebook page?
Yes, there's. We do have a Facebook page. You can go on to our Facebook page, Santa Rosa County Libraries, and you can like and follow us.
Very cool. So might see a picture of the prairie dog?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, you will.
I'm
going to
check that out. All right. Okay.
It's just so cute.
Yeah.
I couldn't not.
So that's cool about the guests. It's really, do you have different guests all the time?
Different guests each week.
Okay.
This week we're doing dynamite activities.
Well, what does that mean?
There's a dino dig.
you mean D-Y, not dino dynamite. But
no, like a dinosaur.
Mite. Just want to clarify.
Yes, yes. Thank
okay.
you.
okay.
Oh, that could have been bad.
Yes, sir. okay, and when does that one start?
That's this week. So if you go to the program this week at the Santa Rosa County Libraries, you will see dinosaur mite activities. There's Dino Dig, and then there was a few games.
Oh, cute.
There was this puzzle that I tried to attempt to do. Didn't happen. But two kids just came and did it like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like,
oh, it was so fun
oh,
to watch
great.
Them do. And you can create your own fossil.
Oh, how fun.
Yes. And
okay.
These programs are for kindergarten to fifth grade.
Okay.
And their families.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to come back. We're talking with Rebecca. She is with the Santa Rosa County Library System, just filling us in on all the fun things to do this summer. If you've got a specific question, maybe you're curious about a certain program, a type of book, anything like that, just text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I'm here with Rebecca Bash. She's a long title, y'all. Let me get this title right because I want to make sure I get it right. She is the Special Services Coordinator of Santa Rosa County's Library System. So if you have any questions this morning, she is our expert on the expert panel. And the number is 850-437-1620. We've been talking a bunch about all the different things you can do for summer. They've got some great programs for kids and for adults, too. Reading logs and challenges for you with prizes, guest speakers. I mean, there really is a lot happening at the Santa Rosa County Libraries. But also, in addition to all that on your plate, my dear, you also have holidays coming up. So let's talk a little bit about some of the special things you're doing for our summer holidays and maybe even holiday hours.
Yes. So America 250, we're turning 250 years old this year.
I heard
this
that
year,
somewhere.
This year.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, so on July 4th, we will actually have like a holiday closure Friday and Saturday, July 3rd and 4th. So we'll be closed. Everybody will be out celebrating and having...
There's going to be plenty to do. Lots
yes,
of fireworks around.
Yes. So the Santa Rosa County Libraries are going to celebrate the America 250 with some special programs that are scheduled. As we prepare to commemorate the 250 years. These programs connect well with the 4th of July and give families a free way to explore history, creativity, and community. So the programs will include patriotic crafts.
Oh, neat.
There's a trivia.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
History-themed activities. There is a screening of, or each library is going to do a screening of the Ken Burns documentary, The American Revolution.
Oh, such a, his documentaries are incredible. So when is that going to be?
Well, there are certain dates each library is doing.
Uh-huh.
And they're excerpts. So it's not the entire documentary. It
gotcha.
Is just going to be pieces.
Okay,
reels.
Excerpts from it. Kind of. Yeah. Okay, very good.
And
so if I wanted to go, I would just need to contact the specific library, like if I'm in Gulf Breeze or Jay or Navarre.
Correct.
Okay.
So you would, and you can find it on our calendar.
Mm-hmm.
They're all labeled as America 250 programs.
Okay.
And then it says American Revolution.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
And then there will be other special events as well throughout the library system, and we're going to have a good time. We're
okay.
going to celebrate 250 years.
Well, the library is probably the best source in the world for our history. There's no question about that.
Right.
And speaking of history, in addition to celebrating America's anniversary, we've got an anniversary for the library system as well, don't we?
That is correct. We are 20 years old
Yay.
This year.
Yay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So now what does that mean? What's the theme for the 20th anniversary?
We are celebrating 20 years of stories.
Oh, okay.
So it's officially, like, I think October 3rd is our actual, like,
the anniversary day.
Anniversary date. In
okay.
2006, we were officially marked a library system in Santa Rosa County. So we are celebrating all year across all the libraries with special programs. And we also have this real fun thing called the punch card.
Yeah, I remember punch cards. I haven't seen one in a few years, but tell us about that.
So our punch card is a card that you can get from each library, and
uh-huh.
you go to your library each month, and you get a punch. And on the card, it has each month listed.
On the card, not the body.
Yeah.
Want to make sure everybody stays safe and healthy.
Yes, you get a punch on the card.
Okay.
If... Well,
but that's so cool. So the idea then is to get everybody to go to the different libraries. If you've always gone to Gulf Breeze, maybe drive down 98 and get over to the Navarre Library just to see what's a little bit different.
Right. So you can get your monthly punch at your local library, the one you visit all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then you get a bonus punch for each library that you go to in our system that is not your local library.
Very cool. That's a fun idea. Okay, so you can find out about all of these things at the website, which is santarosacounty.fl.gov/libraries. And you can find out about all the different celebrations, the different classes, the programs for kids. There's just so many different things that y'all have got going on this summer, which is really great. It's a nice break from all of the outdoor activities.
Yes, and they're all free.
And air conditioned.
And air conditioned.
And probably in the best books in the world. I know there's audiobooks and digital books, but I still love a good hardcover book in my hands. I'm sorry, I'm old school, but there's nothing better to me than sitting down on a couch with a blanket, a little cup of tea, and just reading a good book.
Agreed.
Okay, what else have we got going on?
Well, we have all sorts of events. We have our regular ongoing programs are always happening. Throughout each month, so we have we have the preschool summer story time.
Oh, say that again, the preschool
summer story time.
Oh, perfect.
And
how
each
does that
library
work?
has their own day
uh-huh.
each week. It's designed for ages 3 to 6.
Three to five-ish, six-ish. Okay.
Usually by the time they're six, they're too old for that.
Gotcha, okay.
Too old to have a story read to them. You know, they're grown-ups now.
I gotcha, okay. Almost teenagers.
Exactly.
Okay. And so you can find out each library has programs at different times, is that correct?
That is correct. Summer story time is the same as regular story time
mm-hmm.
for preschoolers. They do little fun dances and little songs, and they do activities that are learning based.
Oh, great.
And they read stories.
Oh, how cute. Really. That's great. Well, you know, you can only do so much at home, so it's nice to get them out of the house and get to see some other kids and have a
yes.
little social time and a little reading time, which is great.
Yes. My son used to have a little meet date.
Oh, how cute.
He was young enough to do it.
Yeah, very cute. Meet with a little friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the things I noticed here in your notes, too, which I didn't realize, but for those that do love audiobooks, June is...
Audiobook month.
How about that? So what does that mean?
That means it's audiobook month, and we are celebrating audiobooks.
Right? I'm just kidding. Hello.
So... we're encouraging people to explore different avenues of reading because audiobooks are reading too.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you, like, does the same. Or I don't want to say it does the same exactly.
Well, it's great. I would think I love them for long trips. Whenever I take a long road trip, I love them for that.
Yes. We listened to the whole Wild Robot series
one
summer.
Wow.
Me and my family, we were driving off and we heard the... My son in the back was like, we want the next one. Get the next one. I can't wait.
Oh, that's great. Are there any books this summer that you're seeing that are real popular right now? Sometimes there's trends and favorite books that are going out there. I know Harry Potter for years. It probably still is.
Yes. I'm a huge fan of The Dog Man.
Oh.
By Dave Pilkey. Graphic novels. I love them. They encourage kids that might not want to read as much to read so much. Those always, they fly off the shelf.
No kidding. It's called Dog Man?
Dog Man.
Huh. Okay. I've not heard of that. I might be a little old for that, but it might be good for me to give it a try.
Yes.
You never know.
There's even, like, they made a movie out of it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So, Babysitter's Club is always a fun one for the young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of what else is flying off the shelves
right
now.
Any adult books that you can think of that are real popular right now? Any new novels that are out or... I know Grisham seems to come out with one every summer. You have some of the guys, that's different novelists that put out 40 a year.
The Calamity Club by Catherine Stockton.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote The Help. She wrote The Help.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
So this is her next book that she, like, it was a while ago when she wrote The Help.
Yeah, okay.
So that one has been really popular.
Mm-hmm.
I actually see all of the new books and nothing is coming... Like, my mind is blank.
That's okay. That's all right. 850-437-1620. Text in your favorite book, and we'll get it on the air this morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. We're having our expert this morning is Rebecca Bash. She is the Special Services Coordinator for the Santa Rosa County Library System. And I was just asking her in the break, and it might be helpful to you, too. I'm in the process of spring cleaning in the summer, and I have books that I'm thinking, I don't want to throw these away. Where can I donate books?
You can donate them to our Friends of the Library groups. They have book sales throughout the year, and all the money goes back into the Santa Rosa County Library System. So if you have used books that are in good condition.
They're in good condition. I don't want to throw them away.
Right. So take them to the library, and they will get them to the hands of the Friends of the Library.
So do they have a drop box, so to speak, at the local branches or sort of?
Sort of, yes. So each library has their own friends group, and sometimes...
We just leave them with the person at the desk. They'll know
where to... Yeah, you just leave them with the person at the desk, and they'll make sure they get them to the Friends of the Library groups. And if you're interested in joining the Friends of the Library group, you can do that. You can get information there at your library, your closest library there.
Okay. And so for Santa Rosa, you have 5 different branches. Where are those located?
Our libraries are in Jay, Pace, Milton, Gulf Breeze, and Navarre. And then we also have the Family History and Research Center.
And that's in Milton.
In Milton.
Okay, Rebecca, thank you so much. There's so much information. And if people want more information, what is the website again?
www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
There you go. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us some alternative things to do for the summer, especially if you don't want to get sunburned or get too hot.
Yes.
Remember, they're all air-conditioned. Thanks so much, Rebecca. Santa Rosa County Library System, a great place to go in the summer.